Next patient is Judy Dawson. The last name is Dawson. First name Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. 76-year-old white female, following the office because of CKD stage 3B-A2. The patient comes this time with a creatinine that went down to 2.1 milligrams per deciliter, a BUN of 33, and an estimated EFR that increased to 23 mL per liter. The patient has a proteinuria of less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is commendable. The main complaint is weakness. We run tests related to ANA that is positive with a thyroid of 1 in 80, which is questionable. Rheumatoid factor is negative. Myeloperoxidase and protease is negative. Period. The patient says that the main concern at this point is the inability to use the CPAP because of the persistent cough. She is under the evaluation by pulmonology. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under better control. The patient has lost 8 pounds of body weight, and the hemoglobin A1C went down to 7.1. Following number, the patient has evidence of sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. Following number, history of bronchial asthma without evidence of exacerbation but persistent cough. A chest CT without RV contrast shows the presence of calcific densities in the left lung, most likely granulomas. There is also ill-defined airspace opacity in the lingula that could be atelectasis or infection. There is indeterminate 4 millimeter nodules in both lungs, likely granulomas. And fatty liver. Following number, fatty liver, the patient is losing weight and is with better control of the blood sugar. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the statins. Following number, borderline uric acid. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We had to comment the way the patient has decided to change the nutrition, and it is pretty obvious that there is improvement in general terms. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.